I tell you, it's really gratifying. You know, so many people came together to make this thing happen, and some people just even just 2 years ago saying, it's never going to happen. But for those naysayers, we proved you wrong, and we got one hell of a building here.
You coming from the World Dairy Expo side of things, that had to be an extra perspective to bring in to putting this thing together?
Yeah, it really was. It was kind of neat. You know, halfway through this project, I went to the other side of the fence, but I still had the same vision, the goal in mind to get this building done. So it really actually made it easier once I came to the county side and finished the building off. Being in the beginning and knowing what our process was during the decision process, it really made it easier, even though I did switch positions halfway through.
So what does this mean for the county? Because you have two monster buildings standing side by side here.
Yeah. What it really does, it gives us a whole another tool in our tool belt. It gives us the opportunity to bring events and shows here that never, ever would have considered coming to Madison, coming to Alliant Energy Center. You know, you look at these buildings now, there's not a livestock type show or even an agricultural type show that can't consider us now when they're looking where to put their next show, whether it's on a year rotation or at a permanent home. They have to consider Madison now.
Have you had quite a bit of interest expressed from other shows now?
Yeah, that's the really neat thing is the interest from equine industry, the dairy industry, the beef industry has been just phenomenal. And honestly, it's one of our biggest problems now is the calendar's filling up so quick that we've actually had to turn a few shows away already because they wanted this particular weekend and we already had other shows booked on it. So we've got some really big shows, you know, booked all the way out through 2020 right now. For this particular facility.
Now, as I understand it, World Dairy and Midwest Horse Fair are the only two that use the entire facility. Are you looking at other shows of that caliber? Are they interested?
Yeah, those are the two livestock facilities. We have other type flat shows that will use our entire campus, but from a livestock standpoint, Dairy Expo and Midwest Horse Fair are the two that use the entire 164-acre campus. But we've got some other events. You know, we just signed the contract with the National Junior Hereford Association. They're bringing their national show here, not next year, but 2016. And, you know, they'll use all these buildings and every square inch we have. Some of these bigger horse shows you've been talking to, they'll use all this facility that we have now.
How do you get a couple of very different entities to work together with the shows that are involved here, with state government, with county government?
Well, that's what really made this thing unique was I think everybody went into it with no individual agendas. It was what's going to be the best for World Dairy Expo, Midwest Horse Fair, for the ag industry as a whole. That's what everybody had in the back of their mind. What is the right thing to do for the big picture? And that's how I think we got the individual entities to come together, the private entities, and when they really saw what the potential was, if we build it right, that they will come. That's what made everybody come together, and there was no independent agendas, and it was just a really actually enjoyable process getting all these private and public partners together and making this come to fruition.
And you can't say enough about how fast this was done.
Yeah, you know, for a government project to come together this quick was absolutely amazing, but I do think it's because we had that private partnership. You know, we had an awful lot of money on the table from private partners, and when that money's there, well, you got to take advantage of that because there's no guarantee if we would have delayed this from any standpoint, it would have been there later. And, you know, the way we're set up right now, our permitting process and everything was easier to do than it might be in the future, so that really helped it drive it through.
What kind of economic impact are you looking at here?
You know, it's really hard to say. You know, Alliant Energy Center as a whole has about an $80 million economic impact without multipliers to this, you know, Madison, Dane County area. But with some of these new, bigger national shows that are looking at coming now, it's definitely going to have a positive impact on us.
Well, congratulations.
Appreciate it.